The college experience, Wisconsin Badgers at the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, Big Ten college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Yes, sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you also get a free t-shirt as well. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, BETTOR, edge.com, promo code SGP. Welcome to the college experience, Wisconsin Badgers at the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, Big Ten college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick, and we are picking Friday night Big Ten action. I mean, this should be a dandy. I mean, I was just completely wrong on the side of Wisconsin covering against Michigan or winning outright. Man, Michigan just making a statement. The Big Ten making a statement as a conference, the best, by far the best basketball conference in my opinion this season. And here we are talking hoops against Rutgers, who's been a team that is actually, I still think, yeah, they've cooled off like Northwestern, but there's a difference. Northwestern, I still have to see them actually. I don't know if that was fraudulent or not, but Rutgers, I'm not buying it. I'm not. I mean, I am buying that they're good, but I'm not buying that they're fraudulent, because this team was going to make the tournament a season ago, and I think they're even better this year. And they've been banged up. They have yet to be completely healthy as a team. At first, it was Geo Baker, out, couldn't get healthy, the point guard. Then Ron Harper Jr., Jacob Young, Cliff Omoruri. God, I can't. You have a few beers, just try to talk these fucking names these days. It's just like, boom. I don't know what I'm saying. But they've all been banged up. That's my point. And obviously, the last time we really previewed Rutgers solo show, I thought they would take down Michigan State because Michigan State had struggles, but boy was I wrong. Michigan State making a statement by really taking it to the Scarlet Knights, but I don't know that I buy into that. They've been banged up. I think they're better than the representation of that game. They got swept by Ohio State, so they really, both teams really need a win here. And I think that's really what's so compelling about this matchup is, both these teams coming off bad losses. Well, I mean, yeah. Rutgers coming off back-to-back losses. So, they got to get something going, but each team, Wisconsin was many people's projections to pick to win the Big Ten. I know it was them or Iowa. Some people had, like myself, had the Illini. So Michigan's kind of came out of nowhere, but, Wisconsin's kind of, I love the opportunity against Michigan. I was like, well, they got five, you know, Wisconsin starting five is all seniors. So I thought, I like this. I really like this. Demetri Trice, you know, Micah Potter, those guys, Tyler Wall. I liked that coming into it. I thought, okay, you know, Michigan's having a good year, but they're probably not as good as what I think they are, which maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong there, because they're continually game in, game out impressing. But I can tell you this, the Badgers are a team that I still think is really good, just like I do Rutgers. It's just this conference is complete chaos. Complete chaos. And I don't know who the hell's going to win this thing. But, you know, buckle up, because this one could be wild in its own right. So now I will say this, Wisconsin shooting the three, going to be a huge deal here. That's the one takeaway really from me watching Wisconsin. I think they're well coached, but they rely on the three ball. I don't know how athletic they are from a team point of view, which I think always is a problem when you get into the tournament or when you play a super athletic team. But their discipline, they're, you know, a solid defensive team. It's not like Iowa where they're just horrible. I shouldn't say horrible. They're not known for their defense. And then you have Rutgers. That's you know, a strong defensive team. I think, well, they were one of the best before the past couple of games, but I think a lot of that has to do with the injuries. I still, and they're guard heavy. The bigs are coming along. They're young. And yeah, I mean, you break down this roster for the Scarlet Knights and Ron Harper Jr., 20 points a game, 6 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal. He's pretty fucking key to them being on their team, and he's missed games. Then you have Jacob Young, 15.5 points a game, 4.5 assists, 2.4 steals. I mean, that's another thing that stands out about this team defensively. Harper, 1 steal per game. Jacob Young, 2.4. Montez Mathis, 1. Geo Baker, 1.1. Miles Johnson, their big man, 1.2. Caleb McConnell, 1. I mean, you go across the board, and this is a really elite defensive team. And getting healthy is huge, though. But like I mentioned, the guard play, unbelievable with the Scarlet Knights, with Harper Jr., Jacob Young, Montez Mathis. And a guy that I missed a lot of time that I think is very key with this team is Geo Baker. I still don't think you've seen the best ball out of him this year. That's got to continue to build up. The bigs, I mentioned Amarori, him, Miles Johnson, Mawat Mag, those guys have played key minutes and been key contributors, but they've also, like I mentioned, Amarori's been banged up. Mag's missed games. I mean, they've been a for considering, you know, the wins that they have, for how many losses, like there's only been a few players that have played every game. So kudos to the Scarlet Knights, but yeah. And then you break down this Badger team and Demetri Trice, like I mentioned, 15 points a game, Micah Potter, 12.5. Those are the only guys in double digits. Nate Roovers is right there though. And Aleem Ford as well. And this is what is compelling about this matchup, besides for the desperation point of view of both these teams be trying to remain contenders in the Big Ten, is the fact that they're kind of, in a way, they're kind of opposites. What is Rutgers's biggest weakness? Free throw shooting. They're a horrible free throw shooting team. They're a great defensive team. But at times, I'd say, oh yeah, I'm not going to say because they haven't been fully healthy, but Wisconsin is really good at the forward spot. They got, between Potter, Rovers, and Ford, you know, they're putting together about 34 points a game, 35 points a game. That's their strength. And then you add in Tyler Wall, who's rebounding, you know, quite well the other night in the Michigan game. That's their strength. Are they going to be able to take advantage of that? You know, because Rutgers is big, a little bit untested. Amarori and Mag, and then Johnson. Obviously, though, I mean, Johnson's a little bit more experienced than the rest, but that will be a compelling part of this game. I wonder the lockdown job. Who's going to be guarding Demetri Trice? I do think the guards of Wisconsin have their work cut out for them. Brad Davison, Jonathan Davis, Demetric Trice. Those guys are going to need to step their game up because I think Rutgers has a huge edge at the guard spot. Coaching though, I mean, I don't know. You could make a case that, that each coach, you know, perhaps it has a coaching edge. I tend to think Wisconsin's got a slight coaching edge, but I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know how great I feel about that, but I can tell you this line opened up at Wisconsin -2. It's now Wisconsin -3. You look at what Rutgers has done recently. They're 2-5 ATS in their last 7. That's big. Rutgers 5-2 ATS in their last 7 games as an underdog. That's big. And I think that's why I lean to taking Rutgers. I think I lean to taking Rutgers. I still feel like with everyone healthy, I don't know, because I still think you can make a case Wisconsin's. How do you judge it's the best team right now? I mean, obviously Michigan's playing the best ball, but you're telling me at the end of the year you feel confident Michigan's going to run away with this conference? I don't. I feel like Illinois is right there. And then after that, I mean, really, this is tier one to me. Michigan, Illinois, Iowa. And then like half a fucking tier down is the likes of Wisconsin, Rutgers, Minnesota, probably Purdue somehow worked its way into that tier. Indiana. I mean, this is just such a deep conference. Michigan State, Ohio State. I don't even feel like Penn State and Maryland are that far back from that tier. The only one is Nebraska's far away from the rest of the fucking tiers. I think the key for Rutgers, free throw shooting. You got to make your free throws in this game. You got to make your free throws in a lot of these close games. I mean, they've lost some close games and you could really circle that. Foul trouble will be big also. I mean, obviously your health, they've been completely unhealthy all year. I want to say, really getting to the basket. I mentioned Wisconsin's bigs are, they have the advantage there from a statistical point of view, but I think they're not like huge shot blocking forces. I think there's tons of, availability here for the slashing of Rutgers to really pay off, you know, attacking the basket. I think that they have a huge edge on that. Athletically, they have a huge edge. So I'm going to take the Scarlet Knights getting the 3 points. Can't wait to watch this one. Cause I could totally see both teams winning this one. And I think both teams are teams that can go far in the NCAA tournament. So heard it here first though. I also think you can play Rutgers on the money line here. Do I expect them to for sure win this one? Do I feel great about it? No, but I do think based on what I've seen this year, if Rutgers is 100% healthy, I've been more impressed with Rutgers than I have Wisconsin. That doesn't mean Wisconsin is a worse team though. I think it's pretty darn close. Can't wait to watch this one. Make sure you guys, if you're a first time listener, make sure you subscribe to the College Experience. We handicap every single Division I and college football and college basketball game. Been doing it for 4 years. Yes, we are covering FCS football kicking off February 13th. But yes, me, Patty C, NC Nick, my co-hosts that are normally with me, we pick every single Division I game. Been doing it 4 years, and as a collective and independently, each season, all of us has been over 500 for 4 years. Been way over 500 on our locks, even though I had a horrible, horrible, horrible past 36 hours on locks. But overall, you do want to check us out. We've never had a losing season. We've been way over 500 on our locks. I'm still way over 500 right now on my locks. So make sure you subscribe to the College Experience. Tell a friend. We publish all of that for free on a spreadsheet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Just click college basketball picks or college football picks and you'll get them. We also tweet them out daily. I'll give you the Twitter handles in a second here, but please make sure you subscribe. And yeah, if you can get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, we'd certainly appreciate it. Say some nice things about us. We don't charge for picks, and we won't charge for picks because I don't believe in that shit. But I do believe in kindness, and I do believe there's a lot of good people on this fucking planet. So please, if you can, you got to understand my situation here. We do this for, I don't try to charge for picks. I can't tell you how many times people have told me, "Hey, Colby, dude, people in Vegas, you should charge for picks." It's not my cup of tea, man. Not my cup of tea. Maybe I'm the fool, but hey, I'm hoping that you guys just continually will give us iTunes, good iTunes reviews, and that eventually more and more sponsors will come on. And yeah. And then one day I'll meet up and I'll buy you a beer, but please, if you can get over there, sign up. I'd appreciate it. And oftentimes sponsors have told us seeing interaction, fans talk about your podcast is one of the first things they look at before investing in a podcast. So that is key. Please, if you've done it before, it does not matter. We'd like you to do it again and again and again. Thank you so much. It's COVID. Please, if you can do that. And if you do that, take a screenshot of your review, tag me at the Colby D, and I will enter you in a David Stern like raffle where you're guaranteed to win a College Experience t-shirt over the next few weeks. How about that? That's a bargain deal right there. Make sure you tag me at the Colby D though. Because if not, just going out into the world, no one's gonna fucking know. No one's gonna fucking know. But you're helping us regardless. Just know that. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. Patty C is at Patty C831. NC Nick is at NC_NICK. Make sure you check out all of his great writing over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Writes a lot of great articles. I think he's already talking NFL postseason here. A lot of great games this weekend. Go Browns. How about that? Wasn't it great to see the Cleveland Browns back doing it? You know what I mean? I was on the Browns last week. I mean, I was like 500 last week, NFL picks. I was on like the Browns and I was on the Redskins and the, who else was I on? Somebody else. But I'm rooting for the Browns. I want a Browns Packers Super Bowl. Remember that old Browns Packers game, like championship game back in the mud, Paul Horning days. Just a fucking great game. Great photos. Just look like it's in the mud. That's the way football is supposed to be. Guys, please, if you can though, check out the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter as well as the SGP Network. And check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, for the best way to talk gambling with any sport with us. Just a bunch of us, like a house party of people talking games, talking action nonstop. A lot of fun. Check it out. All right, guys, this is the Wisconsin Rutgers preview on the College Experience. I say take the Scarlet Knights and the 3 points. Can't wait to watch this one. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.